السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. بعد حمد الصلاة I recited few verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. We will study inshallah today these verses in the light of 9/11. We have completed 2 years after 9/11 and we have been experiencing difficulties increasing day by day against Muslims. We do not discuss today how it happened, who did it, but we will seek Allah's help through Quran. How Quran help us in this matter and also the other matters till the day of judgment. Addressing in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the believers, those who consider themselves as believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe. If you are believers, then address this to you. Individually, collectively as well. But everyone must think that Allah is addressing me individually, then you can get benefit. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. Seek help in patience and in salah, prayer. For إن الله مع الصابرين, Allah is with those who show patience. So that is advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the matters, including after 9/11, what we have been facing. Sabr and salah. Be patient. Don't react foolishly. Don't be upset. Don't be grieved. But be patient. Be patient. And also pray salat. We pray, but that is not salat which can help us in these difficulties. Salat with khushu and khudu, with concentration. Disconnecting whole world, connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. That salat will help you. And then Allah will be with us. Meaning of Allah being with us is not as we normally think. I give you an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was expelled or when he was forced to leave Makkah and he took shelter in a cave 3 or 4 miles away, and non-believers, they went to search Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they reached on the top of the cave. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him, and he noticed and he said, Ya Rasulullah, we are caught. If they look down to their feet, they would be able to see us. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Inna Allah ma'ana. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't grieve. Allah is with us. Can you imagine? With whom is Allah? Those people who are free, having swords in their hands, searching for Him, and He is hiding Himself in the cave, protecting against His life, and He says Allah is with us. We do not understand how Allah is with him. But he said, Allah is with us. So ma'iyya of Allah is not as we think. Ma'iyya of Allah, or being Allah with us, is a different way. And one way is that he pours down satisfaction of mind. Heart is satisfied. Nothing will happen. Allah will protect me. And that tamaniyya was in the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will save us. And he said Allah is with us, although they were hiding. So ma'iyya is not that as we think. Let us go ahead. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Nay, they are living, but you perceive it not. They are living, you perceive it not. Next verse says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We will certainly test you with something of fear. We shall test you. Of course, surely, no escape from it by something of fear. We are experiencing fear of FBI, fear of CIA, fear of INS, fear of tax agency, fear of different agencies which has been directed against Muslims. This is fear. Fear of not take money to your country. Don't send money to your parents back home in your country. Maybe you will be targeted as you are helping Al-Qaeda. You are helping Osama bin Laden. Stop sending money to poor relatives. This is fear. Fear of being held on airport when you arrive, even after Umrah or Hajj, for many, many hours. And it happens. It is happening. Innocent people are being held for many, many hours, especially the Muslims on airport. Our new Imam, who arrived 3 days back from London, he was held for 10 hours on airport. Our community leader, Faraz Shah, he was held for 27 hours. Not only on airport, was taken to Beaumont in the federal prison. For what? What crime they committed? Only they are Muslims? This is their crime? What should we do? Allah said to us, be sabir. Be patient. So that is fear which we will face. Then Allah says, "Waljoor, you will face hunger." Hunger apparently is meant drought, but here for us, you will be jobless. You will be laid off. You will go to your job, no more job, because you are Muslim. Your name is Muslim. That is your. وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. You will lose your wealth and money. You will be tested by that. Your bank account will be freezed. Your businesses will be destroyed. And many Muslim businesses have been destroyed. Even small businesses or big businesses. 2 days back, one Muslim brother, he is a millionaire, told me that I have been entangled into lawsuits by government. Do dua for me. What is this? Law of jungle? Yet not. We have not yet reached to that level. But direction is towards law of jungle. If wise people of USA do not stop this, result will be law of jungle. Wise people in Congress, in Republican Party, in Democrats, if they do not stop this happening, then we will think that we are living in third world country, not in USA, most advanced country. Then Allah says, you will be tested. مَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Loss of life. Alhamdulillah, still, we can say we are safe over here. We are safe over here, but in many Muslim countries, lives are being lost. For example, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, many other countries, we have been losing our lives. So that is test from Allah. And wasamarat, loss of the fruits. That may happen anywhere, happening. But Allah has saved us. Then Allah tells to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to those who show patience in all these afflictions. Or whatever affliction befalls on them, they show patience. Give them glad tidings of paradise, of Jannah. And what is their reaction? Is their reaction that they start cursing President Bush? They start cursing FBI? Or the government agencies? No. This is not their reaction. Their reaction has been mentioned. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ They utter these words. We belong to Allah. Certainly we belong to Allah, and certainly we will have to go back to Him. If my money has been taken away from me, my property has been taken away from me, or other ni'mah has been taken from me, no problem. I also do belong to Allah. And He will judge. We have to go back to Him. He will judge in between us, and He will do justice. Who was wrong? Who was right? And He will give us reward over there. That are the words which they utter. That is their reaction. This has been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these occasions, you have to repeat these words. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And be patient. And then decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen. Next verse says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ These are the people upon whom is blessing of Allah and His mercy. Allah says, blessing is on these people who show patience and who do not become upset. Ya Allah, my job is gone. Allah says, my blessing is on you. Ya Allah, my business is gone. I have been destroyed. Allah says, my blessing is on you. Whatever you have lost, blessing of Allah is on you if you are patient. And second, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ These are the ones who are guided people. You are guided one. Even though everything is gone from you, FBI has arrested you for 2 months, 3 months. Don't worry. You are the one who was guided if you show patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get lesson from Quran. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. And Allah has said also, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Seek help in sabr and prayer. As I told you, not reacting foolishly and being patient is sabr. And praying salat, taking help of salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rush towards salat whenever he would receive any bad news. And salat is with all the rules and regulations. And salat as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed salat, not as you pray and my pray, according to my own wish and desire. Disconnecting from everything, connecting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person tries his best to achieve concentration during salat and he is unable to achieve, I have a glad news for them. If a person tries his best to achieve concentration during salat and he cannot, on the day of judgment, that salat will be considered as if he has prayed with full concentration. Subhanallah. Reward will be there. You are unable to achieve concentration, but rewarded. You are being rewarded for this. Because, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Islamic rule is that every reward of every action depends on your niyyah, on your intention. If intention is to get concentration during salah and I am unable, Allah will give you reward for that. Like if a person intends to go for Hajj, he tries his best, collects money, but unable to go before his death, he will find Hajj in his deed book. That is law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has been explained many times in many ahadith. So try your best to get concentration and don't be disappointed if you are not able to get it. Allah will give you reward for that. That salat will bring you help against all these things, all these happenings. You will be feeling peace of mind. Even though sitting in front of FBI agent, Allah will give you help. And we have seen it. When we were 5 people, one of us, he started giving da'wah to these people by saying, are you interested in Islam? And he started telling them Islam. He is from Houston. His name is Usama. Usama Khan from Muhammadi Masjid. He was with us when we were interrogated and he started making da'wah over there. Subhanallah. You will be satisfied. No fear, nothing. That is Allah is with you. Help of Allah is with you. But if you are upset, if you are disturbed, then Allah is not helping you. And always remember, help of Allah comes when you use your means. Don't trust Allah without any means. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted means to walk and go to the cave. Inside the cave, he took shelter inside the cave. Then he put his trust in Allah. He was not sitting at home and then saying, I trust in Allah. Allah will save me. Allah will save me from here. Many Muslims, they are misled by the word of trust. Tawakkul. This is not trust. Trust is, tawakkul is, do whatever you can do, then have trust in Allah. If you have remedy against FBI people, go. If you have remedy against IRNS or INS, go. Do it. Then put your trust in Allah. Don't hide. This is not time for us to hide. We have to come forward and tell them we are Muslim and show them true picture of a Muslim. True Muslim's picture, not munafiq, not hypocrite. Muslim picture. And don't fear them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told very clearly.
إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
This is shaitan who frightens you, who scares you from his friends. Shaitan scares you from his own friends. And what Allah says? Don't be scared. You should be afraid of me, not of them, if you are a believer. If you have belief in your mind, in your heart, then you will not fear them. You will fear me. So why should we fear from them? Let them do whatever they can do. At the most, they will take our life. We are ready to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What did show magician to Fir'aun? When Fir'aun said to magicians, to the elders of the today's Jews, that I will cut down your hands, your feet from opposite side, and I will crucify you. I will do this and add that, and I will arrest you. Every threat. What was their reply? They were not Muslims for 50 years, for 60 years, for 30 years as you are and me are. They were Muslims only for few moments. Only few minutes before they embraced Islam, they took Shahada. And they said,
قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا.
Okay, Fir'aun, head of the state of the superpower. Go on, do whatever you can do. We cannot prefer you over the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been received by us, and over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Lord. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. Go and do whatever you can do. They were Muslims for a few moments before. You can say 10 minutes before they embraced Islam. And they were strong in Iman. They were strong. And they threw back the challenge of head of the superpower of the time. Why should we become afraid being Muslim for 50 years, 60 years, 80 years? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become strong Muslims, strong believers. And save us from these bad happenings.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا straighten the line please fill up the gap put your heels along the line and keep your line straight for the slot don't leave any gap in between ladies also please check your line
Allahu akbar
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. رب عيني على يديك. اللهم لا تنسى. وإياك أن تعرف.